This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If you get me yanked to do a meeting, I'm going to be so upset.
What do you think I'm going to do?
I don't know. You're going to get me yanked into a meeting.
No,
it's a Friday. It's too easy to get fired on a Friday.
No, stop. I'm not getting yanked in any meetings.
All right.
All right, my friend. We were talking about college football a little bit as well. We're going to talk more about it with Tim May coming up at 1 o'clock. We love having him on from Letterman Row. We'll talk about Ohio State and Iowa. Big win for Ohio State last week over Michigan State. We are, kind of hard not to look ahead to Oregon, isn't it? I mean, come on, Buckeye fan. You're with me on this. You're thinking
it is.
You're thinking about Oregon. You know you are. We can say it. Okay. We're good with it. Right. We can talk about it. But in Columbus, let's just keep the Oregon talk down. How's that sound?
That Iowa team can actually score points now, kinda. I mean, better than it used to. We're past the Kurt Ferentz is still there, but we're not living in the world of, there's nothing more important than a good punt. You know, that philosophy's still there, but they can at least kind of score
points. That was Jim Tressel's philosophy. The most important play in college football is the punt.
Kurt Ferentz agrees with you thoroughly.
I in some ways, I agree with it. I when I was back in Missoula, this is a long time ago, Don Reed, who was a guy who wrote the book, The Art of Passing, was not hesitant on third and long, maybe third and 21, because he had a quarterback that could do it. He would quick kick all the time. I love those little nuances of the game. The free kick after a fair catch, trying for, with no pressure off a tee, field goals at the end of a game. I saw that in high school a couple of years. Willoughby South did that. It had to be it had to be 10 years ago. And I'm pretty sure they won a game like that. I remember doing high school football, and I was like, hey, they're taking the free kick here at the end of the game. I love it. Fair catch, free kick, and then you get a chance for 3 points. You just kick it there on first down right after that. But you never see that stuff. And so – I don't know. I don't have a problem with somebody who relies on kicking and just finding the nuances in the game. And the other thing that's kind of – the new kickoff rule really screws me up on the nuances. What do you got?
Okay, let me give you a little bit of news. So practicing today, David Njoku, Jedrick Wills practicing today. Jack Conklin practicing today.
Good.
Ethan Posick also practicing today. So it is seeming like more and more guys are getting back out there. Jordan Hicks not practicing. James Hudson not practicing.
But you said Njoku was back too?
Njoku practicing, Wills practicing, Conklin practicing. Ethan Posick practicing.
All good news. Look, if they go out there with a full allotment of players that are supposed to be starters on offense, doesn't that make you feel so much better?
It does.
It does. We just haven't seen it. And I think I really want to believe that that's the problem. That's the reason the offense is off the field so quick. That's the reason third down efficiency is so bad. That's the reason Deshaun Watson doesn't have the opportunity to throw. I want to believe it. It's Friday. If there's going to be a day to believe it today.
Absolutely.
Because we're always miserable on Monday or Tuesday. So let's give Kevin Stefanski a full allotment of players who are actually scheduled and signed up to start the way they were in the beginning of the season. And, you know, a lot of people are picking Washington in this game. And I'll be honest, I would too. I fear this game with the offensive line that we saw last week.
Well,
fear it. If we don't have that same offensive line, what if Nick Chubb shows up in uniform on Sunday? Oh, I wish the game was at home if that was the case. I'm not expecting Nick Chubb.
I would not hold your breath on that one.
Be no, cool, though, wouldn't it?
Sure, it'd be outstanding. It would be storybook, but it's also storybook. I don't think you see Nick Chubb this week. I wonder if you see him next week. So, also on the Washington side, running back Brian Robinson, who is dealing with an injury. Dan Quinn said he is trending in the right direction, but they would take it all the way to game day. So we're not going to have an official word on running back Brian Robinson until probably game day itself. So something to keep an eye on. Keep it locked in right here Sunday with Jonathan Peterlin and that whole group. Your show as well, the Browns pregame show on the official Browns radio network. You guys will have the injury report too. So something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, we have it first, just so you know that.
And especially if you are a fantasy football player, something to keep an eye on because Commanders have been able to run the ball pretty decently. Also, a little bit of a nugget that came out, we will say.
Okay.
Courtesy of Cleveland's favorite son, Jason Lockenfora. Please let your groan out now so we could get it simultaneously.
I like Jason. Jason was a regular on the show. For
I like Jason Lockenfora, too. He's a really nice guy.
So was Mike Lombardi, though.
But I know a lot of people who don't care for him. So
okay.
Anyway, he has this in his piece in the Washington Post. The winless Jacksonville Jaguars are starting to get calls about Christian Kirk, and numerous executives think another ugly loss or two by the Cleveland Browns will hasten Amari Cooper being dealt.
I see it. I can envision it. I won't be shocked if it happens. I just think if they can put things together in the next 2 weeks and maybe equal this thing out to 3-3 or even 2-4, I don't think they're going to blow the whole thing up. And if you have a game like this, and we talked about the injury news, that if the injury news isn't as devastating as it's been every week going into these games, there's a little bit more of a reason to kind of hang on and have hope to think that they might be able to slide their way back and get into the playoff picture. Like right now, I don't think there's a Browns fan out there that thinks this is a playoff team right now.
No.
No. So,
but I think you have a lot of Browns fans who are thinking it might be trending in the right direction.
So the talk especially has been, though, is this a must win? They have to win this game or else you start thinking about – or no, you start executing trades for guys that are not under contract after next year, guys that can help you win this year. I don't think this is the week.
No.
I think you can fall to 1-4 and then come back the next week after that. So and then you're, but it's still the Eagles on the other side.
Yeah, so the
it doesn't get any easier.
So the deadline is November 4th, 5th. Right? I think it's – Is it the 5th?
It's Tuesday, the whatever Tuesday. So Sunday is the 3rd against the Chargers.
Right, against the Chargers.
I think it's the 5th. Right. It's Election Day is what I think is right.
I think these next three games are going to be telling of what they do. I think if you go 2-1, I think the organization starts to feel better. You might see them go the other direction where they might be the ones calling for Christian Kirk. And I'm just picking that name out of the sky, by the way. I'm not pointing any direction. But you
November 5th at 4 o'clock, just so you know.
You get what I'm saying. If you go 2-1 there, okay. 3-0, yeah, of course. We all know how that goes. If you go 1-2, things get interesting because the next three games would be Washington, the Eagles, the Bengal game. Those are the three that would be interesting. You could throw the Baltimore game in there if you want to say 4. If you go 1-2 there, I think now you're starting to have Amari Cooper conversations where you're going, okay, is it maybe time for, you know, Deshaun Watson could get used to throwing to Jerry Jeudy. We're going to turn the reins over to Jerry Jeudy that he's the number one wide receiver of this team. Maybe we start to look a little bit more toward the future. I think that's what we're doing. I want to say these next three games. I'm not saying must win or anything like that because that's ridiculous. We're not there. I think if you go 1-3 in the next three or 1-2 in the next three, you got a real problem on your hands.
No,
if you go 2-1, we're having a different conversation.
I feel better about them. I know, I can't believe I'm saying this. I feel better about them based on that injury report you just gave me. I feel better about this week than I do against Philadelphia. And I feel like this is the opportunity. Like, this is the week that you're not supposed to win a game and you're going to win a game, right? We all know that.
Jim Schwartz gives rookie quarterbacks fits. That is the secret weapon of all of this, is that Jim Schwartz has always been a problem with rookie quarterbacks. And so this is another one of those moments that we could look at and go, all right, Jim Schwartz, it's time to work your magic here. It is time to throw a bunch of stuff at him, throw a bunch of pressure, throw a bunch of stuff, and make him really, really, really uncomfortable. And maybe that's the way to do it. Either that, how do you feel? Look, Deshaun Watson, I think PFF rated him as the fourth best quarterback after last week.
Fourth best quarterback in the AFC North, or fourth best quarterback overall, where?
Last week. Yeah, last week he was the fourth best quarterback in football.
Of the week.
Correct.
Okay, of the week. Yeah. Okay.
How do you feel in a shootout? Let's say this starts turning into a track meet. You're kind of going up and down the field.
I don't see it. Like, I think our defense is better than their defense.
Right. Their defense is not good.
Right. So we have a really bad offense against a really bad defense?
Yes.
So now it becomes our decent defense
against
their...
And it's a really good offense against a defense that has a history of being really good, but the season has been good. Good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Do I think it's a shootout?
How do you feel in a track meet?
I don't think we get into one. We're not capable of having a shootout. We're not. We can't get past 20 points. I don't think the Browns are. I just don't see it. I don't see the Browns scoring. 28 would be the absolute max that I see out of this offense in any given Sunday right now. Show me why I'm wrong, and I'm happy to be the first guy to say, all right, I was wrong. I said on Friday, I don't think this team can get to 21, let alone 28. They need to. Maybe with a revamped offensive line. Right. Maybe if you use the tight ends a little bit more. Maybe if David Njoku's back. Maybe somewhere a couple weeks from now when we see Nick Chubb back and see where he's at percentage-wise, I can maybe envision more points out of this offense. I don't see them crossing the 20 line again. Do you? They've given you no reason to believe that they can cross over that line.
It's more... You went up against a team last week that was missing Max Crosby. Jordan Wilkins had his way a little bit in the middle, pushed the pocket on that last play. You could see it very well The defensive tackle who they signed at the Browns, Cameron Wilkins, that's his name, was able to push the pocket and do all that kind of good stuff. I think that is something worth noting, because this Commanders team doesn't have that guy. This is not a good defense. It's just not. I mean, you've got year 15 Bobby Wagner out there trying to get the everything covered. You've got all of this different stuff that, like, this Commanders team, because they got rid of Montez Sweat and because they moved on from Chase Young and because they made the moves that they did last year, doesn't have the defensive prowess that it once did. And so I think there is shootout potential because I think Washington's offense is pretty darn good. I think the Browns' defense is good as well, but Washington's offense is pretty darn good. Not to mention, the NFL kind of wants a shootout. So it makes me wonder, especially with the Thursday nighter being the shootout it is, I don't know if that's a Thursday night thing or if that's the NFL going, hey, guys, the defenses are getting a little too good here. Can we just, like, stop calling holding? Can we just, like, not totally make that rule?
I don't know. I think this
point
is
getting the head start for the left tackles.
I know we're talking about this, but I don't know if that's reality. I know we always have those conversations. We want to believe that's true. I just don't know.
It happened last year. We have the evidence to prove last year that the NFL said stop calling holding.
Nice if they would have had that memo go out last week on the so-so call for Amari Cooper's called back touchdown.
Again, we have the evidence that the NFL in the past has said stop calling holding. It happened last year.
Tim May joins us next, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.